Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Parshas Vayishlach. This evening's shiur is going to be a little bit different, a little bit off the beaten path in terms of our regular Thursday night shiurim. Not really speaking much about halacha this evening, although there will be, hopefully at the end, some halacha lemaisa point made, but it's a different type of subject, but I think it's something hopefully people will find interesting. In this week's segment, Parshas Vayishlach, we know that the Yaakov Avinu, on the night before his much-anticipated reunion with his brother Esav, after they hadn't seen each other for more than 20 years, he encounters a malach, he encounters some heavenly being, so to speak, with whom he engages in a wrestling match of some sort. And we know that Yaakov was wounded, but he's not subdued. And according to Chazal, this was the sorrow shel Esav. And a lot of literature about what that whole encounter represents in terms of the struggle between Kal Yisrael, their enemies. Anyway, at one point towards the end, in the first of the sources, in Bereishis Parak Lamed Beis Pasuk Lamed, says, Vayishal Yaakov, Vayomer, Hagita Na Shemecha. Yaakov said to this malach, tell me, what is your name? And the response was, Vayomer, Loma Zet Tishal Shmi. What are you asking my name for? Then he gave him a brocha. He wouldn't tell him his name. He just said, Loma Zet Tishal Shmi. Why do you give such an answer? So Rashi explains, it wasn't an angry answer. What are you bothering? It wasn't like, you know, dismissive. Wasn't just, getting rid of it. That's a stupid question. It was actually an explanation. So Rashi says there in Parak Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed, second source, Lamed Zatishal, Ain Lanu Shem Kavua. We Malachim don't have any fixed name. None of us have a fixed name. Mishtanen Shmosenu. Our names change. Hakol Lefi Mitzvahs Avodas Hashlichos. Hashlichos Shalom Mishtalchim. Rashi says that the name of a malach doesn't have a name. A malach's name, when to the point that he does have a name, reflects the particular mission that he is sent on at that particular time. And therefore, the malach says, I don't have a particular name. We don't have any fixed names. And that's how the Sifsei Chacham explains it, Osamach in the third source, that same Pasuk, Parak Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed, Lo Shekos Kishashol Zemimena. It wasn't that the malach was angry that Yaakov asked that question. Sharegam Hushal, because I'm Yaakov, because in the previous Pasuk, the malach had asked Yaakov, what's your name? And he told him, your name's not going to be Yaakov anymore, it's going to be Yisrael. Fine. So therefore, Yaakov asked that question. So according to Rashi, and others, as we'll see, the malach was saying, we don't have any fixed name. That's what it means, lamazet tishal ishmi. The Ramban has a little bit of a different interpretation. The Ramban in source 4, there in Parak Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed, lamazet tishal ishmi. Omar, ein lecha b'yadir shmi toelis. There's no purpose in your knowing my name. Ki ein ha-koach v'acholos bilti l'ashem levado, because I don't have any independent power or authority. It's all in the hands of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Im tikra'eni lo, anecha v'gam l'mitzaros lo oshiecha. I can't save you from any of your problems, and I can't answer anything you're praying to me for, and so on. In other words, the response of Loma Zet Tishal Hashmi, according to Ramban, was not so much that he was saying, I don't have a name, but there's no purpose in going into it. No purpose by telling your name. You don't need that. Everything in the hands of Hashem. Ramban doesn't really elaborate. If you look at the fifth source, that's Torah's Moshe. That's the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer's commentary on the Torah there in Parak Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed. So he gives us a second interpretation. The Ramban Meforish, he quotes that Ramban, like we mentioned. The second line, you, Yaakov, you're not going to be subject to any malach or any heavenly being and so on. You're going to be directly under in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Klal Yisrael. That's what's meant. We sometimes see the phrase, not for tonight's discussion, but Ein Mazal Yisrael. That expression doesn't mean we have no mazal, we have no luck. That's not what it means. Ein Mazal Yisrael means we're not subjected to the heavenly mazalos and so on. We're directly under the thumb, as it were, under the direction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means over here also. That's what the Chassam Sofer says, Ramban means by the Malach, telling Yaakov, listen, you don't need to know my name. It's irrelevant. I'm not going to have anything to do with you. I'm not, Ein Lecha Tzorach B'Yedias Shmi, as it says. Okay, you have no need to know me. And then he goes on, and he has some Kabbalistic material, V'Hini Yadua B'Sifrei Emes, right? That's the esoteric and Kabbalistic type of literature, that the Shemos HaMalachim, they're all rooted in somehow Yud-based Tserufe Havaya Baruch Hu. 12 different combinations of the Shem Havaya. The Shem Havaya is Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, which in Gematria is 26, and they're 12 different combinations, right? Because it's four letters, so it's, you know, four different ways of putting the orders, okay? So anyways, it says somehow the 12 different ways of putting it and the 12 different ways of putting the four letter name of 26 letters of 26 gematria, 26, 26 times 4 is a mispar shin yud beis, 312. Zeu shmos b'nei Yisrael. That's the root shin yud beis shmos b'nei Yisrael. You jumble the order around a little bit. Behema nichlam b'shivim Sanhedrin, 70 members of Sanhedrin. Umuflish b'Sanhedrin hari ayin aleph, 71 is the members of Sanhedrin. Ushchina al gabeim. Okay, and then Shechina is number 72. Hari shem kodesh ayin beis. That's the 72 letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the name itself. Hari ayin gimel. All of this somehow is included in these 26, in these 12 different tzirufim of the shem. Of Shem Havaya, and Ulamata, Hem Ayin Nefesh Hoshavayis Yaakov, the 70 members of the Klal Yisrael that went down to Mitzrayim. Okay, various different things. All of this is Merumas in the letter Zeh, which is the 12 Shvatim, Zayin Hey. You can read the Chassam Sofer. The bottom line is what I want to get to at the end. He says, L'chein Omer Lo HaMalach Ha'achar Shebrecha B'Shem Yisrael, Shayidei Zeh Nichla Bo Kol Koach HaKadosho Shel Kol HaTzirufim. Somehow the name Yaakov changed to Yisrael represents all these different ramifications, if you will, of the power of a Malach. Yaakov has it himself, so to speak. Klal Yisrael have themselves; they don't need the Malach. Okay, and therefore he says, "Lama Zeh Tishal Shmi." Again, the word Zeh. Lama Zeh Tishal Shmi. Zeh Gematria is Zayin Hey 12. Hello, Ein Tzorach L'Shum Koch Hamalach Me'achas Shebosel Echal Kedushas Ayin Gimel Shemrumas B'Shem Zeh. Okay, you can read the Chassam. I must confess to not fully understanding it. It's a Kabbalistic point, but in any event, that's what the Malach says to Yaakov Avinu. You don't need to know my name, but we do find, and I digress for a moment, that there are different types of heavenly beings, and the Rambam lists them in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah Parak Beis Halacha Zayin, Source 6. We have different names for different malachim. A malach, you know, in English, it's translated an angel. What does that mean? It means a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and different, some type of a creature, so to speak, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has as its service. It's difficult to understand exactly what that even means. Not really the subject tonight, but the Rambam refers, there are different names that we find. Lufika chayos HaKodesh, right? They're chayos. Ba'ofanim v'chayos HaKodesh. What chayos doesn't mean holy animals. It means sometimes these heavenly creatures, so to speak. Then it's Ve'ofanim, Ve'er'elim, Ve'chashmalim, Usrafim, right? Srafim, Omdi, Ve'malo, and then Malachim, and then Elohim, not Minachos Baruch Hu, B'nei Elohim, Kruvim, Ve'ishim, Kol Elo Asor, Shemos, Sheniku, Behana, Malachim, Hashem, Eser, Malo, Shalahen, one higher than the other. Okay, of course, our Kadosh Baruch Hu is above them all. The highest of this group is the Chayos. Anyway, we have different references or different names of categories of Malachim. But as far as specific names, you know, specific names that at the moment we don't seem to find, we find different categories of Malachim. We don't find any permanent names that are given to Malachim. Rather, they're one of these 10 different types of divine messengers, so to speak, and the divine creatures that somehow praise our Kadosh Baruch Hu. And again, we say in the davening, Ba'ofanim, Bechayos HaKodesh, right? And expressions like that we find in our davening. And the one is higher than the other, more important than the other, but in terms of private names, that we don't see. At least not yet at the moment. Now, there is a medrash here this week said on this pasuk, here in Vayishlach, Breishis Rabba, Parsha Ayin Ches, Simon Dalet 7. Vayishlach, Yachav Omer, Yino Shemach, on this pasuk. Rav Omer, Hashem, Yossi, Bar Dustoi, Kosov Echad Omer. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Okay, I printed the pasuk a little later. It's we know the pasuk. It's from the davening, the pasuk of Zimmer. It's Perkuf, source 10. Perkuf Mem Zayin, pasuk Dalet. Mona Mispar La Kochavim. And again, Kochavim here may not only mean stars, also divine messengers. L'chulam Shemos in the plural Yikra. L'chulam Shemos, the multiple names. So getting back to the Bereishis Rabbah, the Rav Amar Shem Yosef, Kosov Echad Amar Mona Mispar La Kochavim, and so on. Shemos Yikra. Bechosov Echad Amar is a different pasuk. Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Mem, which I printed in Source 11, Perek Mem, Pasuk Chavav. That's what happens to be from the Haftarah of Shabbos Nachamu. It says, Sum Aram Enechem Uru Mivara Ela Motzim. The mispar tzvam lechulam b'shem yikra. Again, look at all these different amotzi mispar tzvam lechulam b'shem yikra. Oh, have a call the name. You look in Rashi. Let's skip down to 12 for a second. Rashi there in Yeshaya parak mem pasuk chavav mibar ela kol atzava or atzva asher tiru b'morim. All the army, so to speak. You know, the assembled the different types of beings that you see in the heavens. Okay. That's referred to, all these different types of heavenly creatures. The Radak also says there in Yeshaya Perek Mem Pasuk Chavav, Uperishu Kulam B'Shem Yikra. Okay, and the quotes that the Radak quotes the other pasuk Mona mispela kol chavim luchulam shemus yikor. Ratzon alomer says Radak ki chol echad mehem yikarei shem or yikor shem hanaoslo lefi hadover hanivra bavuro. He says every malach, every heavenly creature has some type of a mission. Okay, and he quotes Chazal, for example. He says that Chen Amar Chazal at the end, Ein lechol kol esev ve'esev milamata. No blade of grass grows she'ein lo mazal milamata. It doesn't have some heavenly creature, so to speak, in charge of it. Okay, and that tells it, Amar Gadel, tells it to grow. The Malbim, the Ein Yeshayah Perek Mem Pasuk Chavav, also says lechol m'shem yikok kol echad yesh lo shem miuchad al pi pu'ula so. Every one of them has some type of name based on its mission, on its job. Lamashal gives an example. Kochav Shabtai, okay, that's the Saturn. Mashpisu Machrib. Tzedek, okay, it's Jupiter, that's Poel Tzedokos. Ma'adim is Mars, red planet, which I just heard that you can see tonight. It's supposed to be sometime this evening, supposed to be able to see Mars from here. The closest view or something. Anyway, Ma'adim from Adom, red, Lishpoch Dam, and so on. V'ef Shosh Yishana Pula Sola Pula Cheres. Okay, and won't do a different job, has that particular job to do. Okay, that's an amalgam, that's an all quotes. So coming back to the Medrash now, in Source 7, in our Sedra, in Bresh Rabba Parsha Ein Ches, Oz Dalet, Simon Dalet, so they have, is it Mispar, Shemos, or Shem? Elam Alamed, second line of 7, She is Shom Shinoish, Lo Kishem Shenikra, Achshav, Kachu Nikra Lachazman. We both are right. Okay, they have one name for right now, that's why it says, that's what the pasuk says, "Kulchulam b'shem yikra," but that may not be this heavenly malach's name later. It'll change, okay? And the lo k'shem shenikra achshav kachon nikra lachazman. It's not the same. Shenemar, and it quotes a pasuk and say for shoftim, which we'll see shortly. Ramal amach Hashem lomazat tishal shmi behu peli. Ena yodeh ez shem anim is chalef. I can't tell you my name because I don't know what my name is going to be next time. I don't have a permanent name. Similarly, in the same thing in the Medrash Rabbah, a little bit of a different version of the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Noso, Parsha Yud Aleph Simon Zion, okay? Parsha Yud Aleph Simon Zion 8. It's here at our Nusuch and our Sedra, it said in 7, Rav Omar, there it says, Rebbe Omar B'Shem Rab, Abba Yosef Ben Dustoy, whoever it is, Ma'u L'chulam Shem Osikra, She'ein Shom Shinui. Our version was She'ein Shom Shinui. Here it says She'ein Shom Shinui, but it's the same thing. Lo Shem Shinikra Achshom Nikola Achazman. Okay, I don't know what name is going to be later on. That's what Chazal tells us in several places. The Sifrei, there in Parshas Noso also, Pisca Mem Beis. Okay, the Sifrei also has the name of Rebbe. It also has the expression Ein Shom Shinui. It means it's not an argument. It's the same thing. It doesn't have, they don't have a permanent name. What are they referring to in Sefer Shoftim? So we look down now to Source 15, because the rest was the commentaries on the Pasuk Yeshaya. All three of these midrashim, the Medrash here in Ar Sedra Yishlach, the Medrash Rabbah and also in the Sifrei, in also in Pisca Membeis and 9, they're all saying the basic same thing, that Malachim don't have any permanent name, but rather the name changes in accordance with what their particular job or mission may happen to be. And they all refer, all three sources, all three of these midrashim refers to Pasuk Psukim in the Sefer Shoftim, Perek Yud Gimel, which I have in Source 15. This is the story of the announcement or to the parents of Shimshon, who later become Shimshon, right, that he's going to have a baby, the wife of Manoach, that's the Haftarah of Parshas Noso, right? So there it says, in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Baruch Manoach, Malach Hashem, Mi Shemecha, what's your name? He asks me the name. And Yud Ches, the Malach answer, similar to the Malach answer Yaakov and Aaron said, Baruch Manoach Hashem, Lo Mezeti Shalosh Mi, Vahu Peli, Pei Lamed Aleph Yud. It's hidden. We'll see what it means. Okay. And then Yud Tes. Vayikach Manoch as Gedi Oizim. He took a sacrifice in Vayala Latzur Lashem. Umafli Lasos. And the word Pel again, Mafli, was astonishing to see. And suddenly in Pasuchov, Vayhi Balos Halab Melazbech, Hashman Vayal Malach Hashem Belab Amizbech. Umanoch Vishto Roim. Right. This Malach was the angel went up to heaven in the fire and so on. And Manoch and his wife saw. Anyway, that was the Malach coming to foretell the impending birth of Shimshon. Anyway, but he, the Manoach, whose wife was on over initial, received the communication of the Malach. Manoach is asked the Malach, what's your name? Okay, and he says, what do you ask my name for? Similar to the Malach speaking to Yaakov, and he says, Vahu Peli. So Rashi there in Shoftim, Perek Yigim, Pasuk Yuches says 16, Vahu Peli, Mechuse Tomid. It's hidden. Okay, Mechuse, I'm sure you have a comma. Mechuse, then Peli means it's something hidden. Tomid hu mishtane. It always changes. My name always changes. Ve'ein yadua lama mishtane hayom. I don't know what the name is going to be today because I don't know what mission I'll be sent on today. Mitzudas David also there in Shoftim Perkin Gimelvazich has lamaze. Ritzon lama ein ritzon bechavar mikain lamaze tishal. What do you, I don't need you to honor me or make a plaque in my honor. I just, we don't have to answer my name because of hu peli. Ve'ocho mechusa v'nelam ein legaloso. It's hidden. I can't reveal it. Okay, the name is hidden. That's the Mitzudas Tzion who explains the words. There in Shoftim Perkin Yom Pasu Ches Peli Mechus Evanelam Kamo Ki Yipale. That Shorish Pei Lamed Aleph means something which is hidden or not known. It's not really able to be understood. And the Mitzvah Tzion sends us to a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. This isn't Sefer Shoftim, but the Mitzvah Tzion sends us to a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. Dvarim Perik Yitzayin Pasuk Ches 19 Ki Yipale Mimcha Davar. This is the instruction that when you have a halacha, a shaila, you don't only answer to in whatever realm of halacha, bein dam ledan, about the blood, whether it's, you know, osur, mutter, bein din ledin, it's a din and momentous case, bein nega lenega, tumantara, whatever the shaila is, right? But divei rivos v'sherecha, or disputes between people, din Torah, v'kam tovali salamokom v'shiv chashon kechabo. Okay, you come and seek out Sanhedrin, and the Bez Nagar and Saul. But bottom line, for us, is the opening three words, ki yipalei mimcha davar, and you don't know. So that's what the word pele means. Right, the name is it's hidden, and Rashi in Dvarim in Dvarim Parsha Shoftim Perek Zayin Pasuk Ches 20 says Ki Yipale Kol Hafla. Every time you find that word, that root Pei Lamed Aleph, it means Lashon Havdalo Prisha, something which is apart. It's distant. It's separated from simple understanding. Shadavar Nivdal Umechusam Imcha. It's covered. It's hidden from you. The Alshech over there in Shoftim, Parak Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches, Rosh Alshech, Alshech HaKadosh writes, when he answered, why do you need my name? Hanochon be'emes, u'maymer chazal be'medrash rabba. The Alshech in Shoftim sends you back to the Medrash in our Sedrin, here in Vayishah, she'omru ki lefi pu'ulas ha'malach mishtana shemal. The Malach's name changes based on his mission. Now, with that though, the Alshech takes a little bit of a different direction over there with Manoah, so does the Malbim. They say that the name Pele doesn't mean the way we just explained it, that the word Pele in the sense of something hidden or not understood. That's how Rashi and others understand it. But the Rav Moshe Alshech says, no, the word Pele, that was his name. Why? And the same thing, the Malbim says the same thing in Source 22. Okay? He says, because a neder, we're talking about a nazir, right? That part of the message that the Malach was giving Manoach and his wife is that this child is going to be a nazir, right? Shimshon was a nazir. And the Torah, if you look in Parshas Noso, in Source 23, Parak Vav, Pasukim Aleph, Meiz, by the way, Shemesh Amor, Daber, B'nei Sova, I tell him, Isho, Isho, Ki Yafli, Yafli, there's that word again, Lindor, Neder, Nozir, Lahazir, Lashem. The word Yafli, Pei, Lamed, Aleph, the same Shoresh, appears with regards to a Nozir. And Rashi says, Ki Yafli, Rashi, and also, Source 24 says, Ki Yafli means Yafrish. Okay? Now the Ibn Ezra says, Parshas also there in Paragraph Pasuk Beis Yafli Yafrish O Yaseh Dabar Pele. You'll do something which is the word Pele means it's astonishing. It means it's not the norm. It's removed from the norm. Kirova Olam Hochim Achar Tavosom. Even as it says, most people follow the desires. Okay, I mean, we have enough trouble controlling ourselves. The things that we know we're not allowed to do, we don't want to take on extra things we're not allowed to do. The Nozir takes on extra things he's not allowed to do. Right. So okay, it's called Yafli. But the bottom line. If you find that word ki yafli in that pasuk, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, isho isho ki yafli, any man or woman, I mentioned in the past, that was it was in the olden days, that was Herschel Shechter Shlita when he would fahair guys to become a member of the Kollel. Now everybody knows it already, shtick, part of the Purim Torah. I mean, he would ask a guy, is a woman allowed to become a Nazir? Then the guy would think about it, Akasha, maybe a Raya from the Mishnah. The answer is the Pasuk, right? This Pasuk, Paragvav was away. Isho, Isho, the Afflin doesn't have to have any lumdus, no fancy Bekias, no fancy depth, no fancy, and there's a Pasuk in Chumash. Okay, anyway, but in Bamidbar Rabbah, there in Parshas Noso, in Parsha Yud, Simon Hey, 26, Dover Achav, who Peli, Omele Amalach, Eni Odea, Lomel Chashmi, Shalafia Shlichus, Shashlech Hashbarcho, son of Korol and Hashem. And the Medrash there says that, like we said, young question, yeah. Yeah, you have to unmute. You're still mute. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just curious, confused a little bit, because I thought the role of the Malach, I thought the Malach disappeared after he finished his role. Like, that's why only three Malachim went on to Sodom.
That's an interesting question, and it may be a little bit of a steer, you're right. Although, again, not all malachim disappear. And second of all, when we say that a malach only does one shlichus, it means at a time, according to this approach.
Oh, okay.
Another one next week. But we'll see different sources. We'll see. We'll have to see. And I don't know the answer exactly. We'll have to see. Okay. Anyway, but
the also the malach there by Yeshev Rabbi was Hashem, right? Some people say the Rashbam. Well,
okay.
You know, it's like
right. Correct.
The malach, that's why he disappeared, because he, you know, he came to do his thing.
Right.
But
we'll see. We'll see.
That could answer that question. Yeah.
Could be. Okay. But we'll see some other sources in a second. But in a little while. But anyway, the Medrash of Rabbi says a hupeli. Okay. And again, he says that's what, you know. So the Medrash really has both approaches. The first Dabar Acher, there 26, says, Hupeli means that I can't tell you my name because it's hidden, I don't have a name. But then the second line of 26, Dabar Acher, Hupeli, Shame Shema Malach Peli, Vishlichus Ubala Hazir Shimshon, Kamoda Tema, Kinezila Kimianar, the child Shimshon will be a Nazir, so therefore has the name Peli. So that really both interpretations are wrapped up over here, right? It's telling us that the name of the Malach is hidden because he has many jobs. But this particular Malach at this time was called Peli because he was coming to do something as the word related to Naziris, which is Kiyafli with the word Pele, Pelamet Aleph in it. Okay, now, here we have a little bit, how your question segues into this. There's a Medrash in Eicha Rabba. The Pasuk says in Eicha, Paragimel Pasuk Chav Beis, okay, the Pasuk says, Chaste Hashem Kilo Samlu Kilo Cholor Rachamav, Chadoshim Labkarim Rabba Emunosecha. Things are renewed in the morning. Chas Hashem means his chesed never disappears. His mercy never goes away. Chadosh milab karm. Things are new in the morning. Rabba munasecha. That's what we say. Modani ends with the words Rabba munasecha from this pasuk. Anyway, so the Medrash Neicha Rabba Parsha Gimel Simon Ches 28. Chas Hashem Yosam says Omer v'chelbo b'chol yom v'yom borei Hakadosh Baruch Hu kas shamalachim chadoshim. Every day Hakadosh Baruch Hu creates new malachim. The Omrin Shira Chadasha V'Holchem. They praise Hashem, and then they go away. Omar of Reche Shabdil Chabo V'Haksiv by Omer Shalcheni Ki Ola Shachar. Okay, and but in our parsha, okay, I didn't quote the psukim, but a parak Lamed Beis there, the Malach after wrestling with Yaakov, like wanted to let him go because he has got to go back to sing Takadosh Baruch Hu. So what do you mean he creates new Malachim to sing? This Malach wasn't a new Malach, and he's got to go back to sing. So I'm like Chanukah, so sorry, Chanukah, Gabriel, Michal, Hain, Sar, Shomala, the Chulam is Chalfin, but Inon Lo is Chalfin. Not all Malachim. There's Gabriel and Michal, who are more quote unquote permanent Malachim. They don't disappear. Now, Adriana Shrek, someone saw us, Bishub, and Chanukah, Tem, Omichal, Yom, Yom, Borak, Kashbrok, Kasam, Malachim, Chadosh, Mashir, Chadosh, Lokalem, Amalain, yeah, they do. Amalain, Inon is the way they go. Amalahen minhein the misbariu. Go back to the place that they're created. Amalahen minayim is where they created from. Amalahu min hadein nahar denur. Certain place nahar denur. Okay, there's a medrash also in our sedra, in a different version of the medrash rabbah, the albic, the version of medrash rabbah here in Parsha Ayin Ches, Oslam and Beis, verse 29. Same thing, Rishul Bar Nachman, Amal Rishul Bar Yenison, Ein kas lamala mechales is a shone. No group of malachim sings twice. Okay, Amr Chelbo, Mechol Yom Hakadosh Baruch Hu Borei Kas Malach Mechadoshim, Amr Shir Chadosha, Mechochem Lehem, they sing a new song, Amr Brecha, what do you mean? You know, what about Michal and Gavriel, Hainain, Sar Shemal Mala, what about them? Okay, so they're different. Already we see there are different types of Malachim. Kula Mischalfa, Hainain Mischalfa, they're the same thing. And the Medrash Sechel Tov, another later compendium of Medrash in our Sedra, Perek Lamed Beis, Simon Lamed, Vayishal Yaakov LaMalach, Vamer Agin LaShmech, Vamer Lomaz Et Yishmal Shmi, Eni Odeh Leiz Hashem and Nischalev, Shmi Shalayom, Eni Nekir Shmi Shalamachar. V'chein Lina Manoch, he quotes the story with Manoach and so on, like we mentioned before, Ki Yagafli, so as all these sources are put together, and quotes the Pasuk actually in Eov, okay, quotes the Pasuk in Eov, which I forgot to print, Eov Perek Chav Hei, Pasuk Gimel says, "Hayesh mispar legduda." There's no number to the so those who serve the troops, so to speak, that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ends with the same mimer of Chobo. New creatures are created every day. Okay, so much for an examination of malachim from the Medrash. We've already seen though something important, that there are different types of malachim. Some disappear right away. Some have other jobs. Some stay. Okay, and some certainly are expected to stay for a very long time. There's an interesting Gemara in Yevamos. Daftez Zayin Amud Beis. Looking to the Gemara now. 32. Pasuk Zed, the following Pasuk, Sar Ha'olam Amrim. The officer of the world, the chief, whatever, of the world. Rashi says there in Tez Zayin Amud Beis, Yevamos, 33, Sar Olam Malach. A Malach said this Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? We know the Pasuk. Okay, it's in Tilim Perak Lamed Zayin Pasuk Chaf Hey. We say it at the end of benching. Nara Isi Gam Zakanti Glor Isi Tzadik Nezav Zara Vakish Lachem. 31. But so the Gemara says a Malach said this pasuk. Okay, because the Gemara asks, Mount Amr, who else would have said it? Ilay Mekud Shukricho and Akash Baruch Hu could say it. Me because Zikne Kame. What do you mean Gam Zakanti? I got old. The Akash Baruch Hu get old. Bela David Amr. Well, David wrote Tilim. Maybe he said it. No. Me kashishkula, David didn't live to such an old age. David died at the age of 70. Didn't live to such an old age. Elish Mamino, Sarah Olam. Okay, so that's what Medrash says. Now, who is this Sarah Olam? So Tosus there in Yavamas Tess Zion Base, 34. Pasuk says Sarah Olam. Kashil Abinatan. The Osa Hapayat, Hasar Hamisharis Nar Niko. This is a piyut. Not many people, I think, around here say it, but the Yotzes, thanks to the Yotzes of Simchas Torah. Shachas and Simchas Torah. Okay, we have enough trouble getting to the davening as it is in Simchas Torah. We don't say Yotzes. Okay, anyway, it says Hasar Hamisharis Nar Nikra, and that's who Matatron. Matatron is one of the chief Malachim. Hanichbar Hanora Alma Matatron. Who Sar Olam? He's the Sar. Sar Hamishar. He's the Sar Olam. She Nikra Nar. Right. The Piyut says the Yotzes. It says Hasar Hamisharis Nar Nikra, and that's a reference to Matatron. That's what the Piyut says. The reference to Matatron, he's called the Sar HaMisharis, and he's called a Nar, presumably because of his pasuk. Okay? So he's called a Nar. Okay, but Piyut Acher, another Piyut, Yosad Tokef Matatron Sar Nepach Le'esh. Okay? Mivaser Mashma de Chanochu Matatron. There's another source that says Matatron was Chanoch. Who is Chanoch? So Chanoch is from the descendants of Adam Arishon, between one of the 10 generations between Adam and Noach. There in the end of Parashat Bereishis, Perek Hey of Bereishis, Pasuk Chav Dalet, 35, it says, Vayishaleh Chanoch es Elokim, Veinenu kilokachos Elokim. Chanoch lived much less. You look at all the years over there, they all lived to 900, close to 900 years. Chanoch lived only 300 years, and Kadosh Baruch Hu took him away. What happened to him? So the Targum Yonason says, there in Bereishis, Perek Hey, Pasuk Chav Dalet, 36, he served HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His son was Mr. Shalach, right? But anyway, so Chanoch, I think the father was Yared. You have a look over there in Bereishis. But anyway, it says Chanoch served HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bemes, okay? And it says, Solik Rekia B'maimer Kadam Hashem, Ukra Shmei Matatron Safra Rabba. He was taken off this earth younger, relatively young compared to everybody else, and he is known as Matatron. So 1 second. So now it turns out, getting back to Tosi and Bamas Tezan and Beit, the Maschal Pasuk Zeh. So it says, "Mevasi the Mashma the Chet Zekan the Chanochu Matatron." The Efsher Shia Chanoch Sar Olam. Okay, it can't be that Chanoch is Sar Olam. You just told me Matatron was this Sar Olam, but it can't be because there's a Gemara in Chulin. We'll see in a moment. Of Samach Amen Aleph. Omer the Besheishes May Bereishes Pasuk Sar Olam Omer Yisbach Hashem Masov. There's a Medrash that the Sar Olam meaning Matatron. If it is Matatron, the Sar Olam said a pasuk. We'll see in the Gemara in a moment. At the time of Sheish Shemay Bereishis, but Chanoch wasn't around at the time of Sheish Shemay Bereishis. Okay, Chanoch lo ha'imay Bereishis. All right, Yeshom with the Matatron ain't the Sar Olam. Okay, this piyut Yotzes, the simplest Torah, it's not talking about Matatron. It says a Sar Hamisori. It doesn't say Sar Olam. Who Nikra Nar and he's called a Nar Lo Mishum to see Nar Aisi because it's pasuk. Anar Shekain Hayashmo. The Mesikta Beches Shemos So Matatron. Matatron, 8 names. One of them is Nar. That was his name. Doesn't mean he was young. Okay? And Mononami Nar. Or he could say, oh, da God is Haluk, Halukos. Okay, these are different Agadic interpretations. Maybe they according to one approach, it looks like Matatron was Chanoch. Another approach, he couldn't be. All right. And then quotes the Bereishis Rabbah, because then look at the Targum Unklus, the Targum Yonason said in 36, Bukrosh made Matatron Safra Rabba, the major scribe, right? That was the chief secretaries in the heaven. The Targum Unklus on that pasuk talks about Chanoch. He died. Doesn't say anything about Matatron. Look in 37, Bereishis Perkei pasuk of Dalet Targum Unklus. Ali Chanoch with the Chalto Hashem. So Arey Amis Yisayase Amita Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu put him to death. He died. And it's some Medrash. Those quotes at the end. And he went directly into Gan Eden. Was still alive. That's how he died. Okay. What's the Gemara in Chulin? Pasuk says in Tilim Perak Kuf Dalad, Shem Rosh Chodesh Perak Kuf Dalad, Laman Alos also part of Pesukah Zimri Hichvar Hashem LeOlam Yismach Hashem BeMasov, right? And Hashem rejoiced in His work. Psalm 39. What's it referring to? So there's a Pesukim in Parshas Bereishis Perak Aleph on the third day of Bris Olam, the third day of creation, it says, Perk Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Marwal Kim Tachar's Desha Asim as Mizara, right? The earth was commanded to bring forth grass, vegetation. And then it says, Eitz Pri Osa Pri Limino. The fruit will produce in accordance with its own type. You know, you have seed in an apple, grow another apple tree. Okay. And Pasuk Beis, the next Pasuk, about Totar's Desha Asim as Mizara Limineo. And Beitz Osa Pri Asher Zarba Limineo. It didn't say the word limino or limineo by the Asim, it just said it by the trees. So the Gemara in Chulin, you see the difference between Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Beis. My Pasuk Aleph just says, Tasha is Asim as Yezera. Then Eitz Pri Osa Pri Limino. But when the Tziva was fulfilled, Pasuk Aleph and Beis, it says, Vatotar, it's Desha, Asim as Yezera Limineo. And then Eitz Osa Pri Asher Zarba Limineo. So the Gemara in Chulin, Samachal and Aleph says, He chlod Hashem lo and smach Hashem asom. So 40 pasuk zeh sara olam amru. B'shoa Hashem haKadosh Baruch limineo b'ilonos. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the word limineo, and it's in accordance with its species, you'll be able to reproduce. That's what limineo means. It can reproduce itself. A tree, take the seeds, reproduce. So nosu d'shoim kavos, so the lower shrubs took a kavachomer. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is implying to us also whatever the kavachomer is. Okay, and therefore we too. And they also produce themselves in a way they can reproduce from the same plants and so on. And Pasuk Sar Ha'olam. Sar Ha'olam said, Yichvar Hashem Le'olam, Yismach Hashem Emasod. Quotes that Pasuk. Rashi again says, in Chulin Samach Ha'olam, 41, Sar Ha'olam, Malach HaMamuna. Talking about this, Malach. He explains the whole thing with the Limineum. Okay, so Yismach Hashem Emasod, good, everyone's happy. So Tosus there quotes also. Tosus, Dibra Masel, in Chulin, Samach Ha'olam, and Dibra Masel, Pasuk Zeh, Sar Ha'olam, Amro, Lefi, Mashma Farshan, the Chanoch, Zeh Matatron. Okay, we said Chanoch is Matatron, Kimo Sheyosar Apayet, like the Piyot, okay, from Sichos Torah. Okay, so it's hard to say that he was the same one who was alive at the same point that Tosus made in Yevamos. He quotes the Gemara of Yevamos, Tezayin or Beis. So you have to say the same thing, right? How could it be? He wasn't alive. Can't be talking about if Matatron is Chanoch, Chanoch was alive at the time of my separation, so he couldn't have been the one to say this pasuk of Yichvod Hashem Le'olam Yismach Hashem Masav at the time of my separation. He couldn't be the Sar Olam. So okay, so he's not the Sar Olam. And caution the third line: the Kan Mashman Sar Olam Hoyvishes Meibration. So Shema Agados Hem Shechalukos also. Okay, two different midrashic interpretations, and maybe it doesn't even talk to him as the Sar Olam. Or maybe when they called Matatron on the Nar, it doesn't mean because of the Pasuk Nar, but they refers to Nar as one of his names. Okay. And at the end, he quotes a Pasuk in Zechariah that Nar also sometimes means Malach. Pasuk in Zechariah, Perk Beis, Tukim Zion, Ches 43. Vine Hamalach Hadover be, Kiyotze Hamalach Malach Achayotze, Koso, Naomer Elav, Roots Daber La Nar. So from the context, it looks like the word Nar means a malach, right? Talking with these malachim are interacting with each other. Now, full disclosure, Rashi there in Zechariah, Shayosef Perek Beis, Pasuk Chetz, 44, Roots Taber al Nar, Batar Roots Taber al Zechariah. The Nar was referring to Navi, the young Navi, Zechariah. Okay, the Radak also says, Perek Chof Pasuk Chetz, Vayomer Hanar, Efshar Kinar Ha B'Shanim, maybe he was young when he started his Nebuah, like Shmuel was young, or Yirmiyahu was young, or, and there was another Navi, maybe, or this means someone who serves Hashem, like it says, Yeshua ben Nun Nar. Anyway, bottom line, when all is said and done, we see from all this that there's a Malach who's around since Seish Vibrations, or at least since the time of Chanoch, Sarah Olam, and that's Matatron. He even has a name. So obviously some Malachim disappeared. Maybe they're the ones who don't have names. Other Malachim maybe don't disappear. They have different jobs. But then there is some permanent Malachim, like Matatron, who started out, at least according to one view, as Chanoch. There are other more famous malachim that we know about aside from Matatron. Okay, in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, we find three malachim coming in the guise of human beings, right? Perek Yuches, Pasuk Aleph, Bereishis 46. Vayera Hashem Be'elonei Mamre, Uyush Pesach Ol Kom, right? A Roman sitting in front of his tent. Three men were coming, and he went to greet them. We know the whole story. So the Gemara of Metzia, Pei Vav Mebeis, says, who are these three men? Man Ninu Shlosh Anoshim 47. Bavitzia Pei Vav Medbeis. The Gemara says, Man Ninu Shlosh Anoshim. So the Gemara answers, Michael, the Gabriel, and Raphael. And the angels, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Michael, Shabbat of Asr Sar, as we mentioned earlier. Michael came to tell Sar the good news she's going to have a baby. Raphael, Shabbat of Rapes Avram. Raphael came to treat Avram, to help heal him after the Bris Milah. And Gavriel, Ozel Lamapech Lazom, he was going to destroy Sodom. So there's the three Malachim.
Whoops.
Did people lose me for a moment?
Yeah, you got kicked off.
I don't know what happened. Okay. Better pay my bills. Okay. Anyway. So bottom line.
You were muted for a second.
Yeah, okay. I think I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Now you can hear me now, right? Good. All right. Anyway, so sorry about that. So the three Malachim were Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. And they had three different tasks. Those were the three Malachim, whom we've all heard of, obviously, from elsewhere. Good. Now, just to elaborate on that, so we find in Bereishis Rabba also, by the way, and Parsha Vayera, Parsha Memches Simen Tes 48, Omer Chanina. I'm sorry. So yeah, that Michal. Yeah, so that's the three Malachim. We find them mentioned elsewhere also, but with a very important addition from the Medrash and Bereishis on there in Parsha Vayera, Parsha Memches Simen Tes 48, Omer Chanina, Shmos Chadoshim Olu Mibavel. The names of the Hebrew months, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, these are not Hebrew words. The Gemara says these are names that the Jews brought back when they came to the Bais Sheni, back from Bavel. Okay, they're Babylonian names, Persian names, okay, which is not our topic now. But then it says, Reish Lakish Omar, Av Shmos Malochim, Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel. When they came back from Bavel, then they knew they referred to the Malochim, or at least to some Malochim, by name. To elaborate a little in Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is in Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, 49. Amar Chanina, Shmos Chadoshim, Olav Yodim Yibavel, fine. Shem Elokish, Omer Av Shmos Hamalachim, Olav Yodim Yibavel. Because Barishona, if you look at other psukim, okay, we'll skip down to the psukim, but look at Yeshayahu Perek Vav, the Nevuah of Yeshayah, 52. Serafim, Serafim, Omdim Yimalo, Sheish Shafayim, Sheish Malachod, right? This is the Haftar of Parshas Yisrael. Sheish Shesh Kafayim, that's where it says right after the Vekar Zel Zev Yamar, Kadosh. Anyway, but the Pasuk is Sofim, which we saw before in the Rambam, in the second paragraph of the Torah, that's among the 10 levels, anyway, of Malachim. But Sofim, Omni Malachim, but no name. No name, just says in general, Sofim. And in Pasuk Vav, a few Sukkim later there in Yeshayah, Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, 52, Vayof Eli Echad Min HaSofim. Doesn't say him by name. So getting back to Yishami, Yishami says originally in Yeshayah, it just says Vayof Eli Echam in Asofim, Sofim Omni Malo. Okay, but later, the time of the Bais Sheni, when the Jews came back from Babel, Daniel. Okay, looking in the Gemara, Mikan VeHelech Daniel Perek Tetz Pasukalav Ish Gavriel, and Shom Yur Chafal Ki Mikoel Sarchem. In Daniel, I printed 53. The pasuk says Perek Tetz Pasukalav Daniel, VeOdan Emidaber Tfilah VeIsh Gavriel. He doesn't refer to it like anonymously, like Yeshaya did, Sofim. Ish Gabriel, and another pasuk in Daniel, Perek Yud pasuk Chaf Aleph. Aval Agil Chas Arashim Mitzvah Emes Veinachem Mitzchad Imi Ki Al Ela Ki Michael Sarchem refers to the Malach Michael by name. If you look in the Karbon Eida back in 50 on that Yerushalmi, okay, so it says again all that the names came back from Babel. It says the Karbon Eida 50 Olu Imam Babel V'Tchila Lo Hayu Nikroim Kach. Originally, they didn't have that name. That was not their, originally they weren't referred to by the name originally. Okay, that's the Chiddush over here. So, and it says, it says Shmos Malachim and Shema Etzim on their personal name. So here it implies they do, at least some Malachim do have personal names, but people didn't know them till the time of the Bais Sheni. Okay, and he explains, Vayof Eli Echem in Asrofim, that's the pasuk in Yeshayah, in Perek Vav, pasuk Vav. The Korban Eidah says Hainu Gavriel, right? That's a reference to Gavriel, but it didn't mention him by name. Okay, so therefore, but when he came back, okay, he quotes a different pasuk about Michael, a different pasuk in the Neil, which he says the right pasuk at 54 Perek Yud pasuk Avalev. Is there it says Ki Michael Sarchem. Okay, I'm sorry, Perek Yud Beis pasuk Aleph. 55. Way so he yamod Michael Hasar Godel. In any event, comes out from there is that the malachim, at least some malachim, permanent malachim, have names, but we didn't know them until the time of the Bayis Sheni. We'll try and see why shortly. Okay. The Brisa in Maseches Ovis Dov Nosim, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Vov. Okay, in Ovis Dov Nosim, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Vov. There, the Medrash said, the Brisa says, Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu Osa Shalom Imrova. Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps the peace up in heaven. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's important to Kadosh Baruch Hu to have peace. Okay, he keeps the peace even up in heaven. Beis Shalom, what does it mean? What does it mean? He kept the peace in the heaven. So it says, Shelo Kora Asora Gavriel. He didn't give 10 different malachim the name Gavriel. Asora Michal, Asora Oriel, Asora Raphael. By the way, that Gemara in Yerushalmi, in Rosh Hashanah, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, only mentions two of them. The only main names they mention is the Gavriel and Michal. But the two other that we know, Oriel, okay, Oriel and Raphael, were mentioned over here in Ovis Tov Nosen, because Baruch didn't give them 10 different people the same name. Kederach, Shmene, Odom, Korin, Asar, Ruben, Asar, Shimon, Asar, Levi, Asar, Yehuda. There are lots of Rubens, lots of Shimons, lots of Levi, lots of Yehuda. Okay, because Baruch didn't operate it that way. He would have done like that, the Mola, Oster, Kedesh, Shmene, Osin, would have done like the way the human beings do it, okay, then he would have called one of the Malachim, and they all would have shown up, and because Baruch only choosing one of them to do the mission, so they're all going to get jealous of each other. That's it means he made peace. He made peace by giving them different names. And they can send whoever it is where he wants to send them. So these four malachim certainly are very prominent. Okay, in Pirkei Debeleza, Perek Dalad, 57, it says, Arbo Akitos Shemalach Hashem Mekalsen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are four different groups that praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the heads of each group, and we mentioned before, all those groups disappear, right? And they don't have names and so on. But the heads of each group, Machan Rishona Shal Michal Mimino, Machan Ashtia Shal Gavriel Al Smolo, Michal was to the right, Gabriel was to the left. Machan Ashlishi shall Oriel Milafonov, Oriel was in front. Machan Ravi shall fall on Achav, Shkinosa shall Kadosh Baruch Hu Be'emsa. Shkin was in the middle, and he was sitting Yoshua Kisei Ramanisa, etc., etc. And interestingly enough, the Avudram quotes this idea that at night, okay, look at the Avudram, Birchas Ariyah V'Hashem Rodo, 58. Hayot Zibalayla, someone goes out at night, Omer L'Shem Shmira, he should say for protection purposes, Mimini Michael, Mismoli Gavriel, Fanar Mechar Foil. And he quotes this Medrash in the Perk of the Belez and Perk Dal that we just saw. Some people say that as part of Kriya Shema Shalamita every night. It's printed, the Maps of Vitri, Siman Ayin Zayin, the early source, it's in the Siddur Rashi from that piece Medrash, says, Afo 559, Afo Pisha Kor, Kriya Shema Vizna Knesses, even though you already said Kriya Shema Mairav, Shul. Mitzli Krosal Mitosu, you have to say it again when you go to sleep. Amar Yitzchak, Kalakor, Kishma Mitosu, Mazikin, Medelem Meno. Anyone who says Kriyashma Shalomita will be protected from any demons or damaging, any damaging creatures and so on. And it has a whole list of what psukim to say, many of which are printed in our regular Siddur as part of Kriyashma Shalomita, including Mimini Michal, Mismali Gavriel, Mifana Ori, Vacharifol, Shkinas Kel, Aroshia, some people say Aroshi, Shkinas Kel. Okay, but again, these are Malachim who have ongoing jobs, ongoing service of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and names. We may not have known the names, but now we use them and we refer to them by name. Another malach, at least the way one interpretation of Pasuk, is a Pasuk in Eov, Parak Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Af Bri Yatriachav Yofitz Anan Oro. Okay, and Rashi says, Af Bri, Parak Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, 61, Shem Malach Hamamuna Al Hananim. He's the malach in charge of the clouds and the rain. Okay, his name is Afbri. If you want to look it up in the Siddur, in Tfilas Geshem, that we say on Shmini Atzeres, part of the period is Afbri Utas Shem Sarmotar, and so on, right before the Bracha of Mogen Avram, the reference to Afbri. Okay, so that's another Malach whose name that we know. Now, why were these names unknown previously? So that's already something that Sefer Chassidim brings up. Simon Kuf Tzadi Beis, 62. Sefer Chassidim says, Lama lo nizgale betorah shmos hamalachim. Why didn't the Torah itself tell us same? Oh, we find it in Sefer Daniel, okay, much, much later. But even the great Nevi'im, even Yeshaya only referred to the Srofim Om Nirmala by Yothalai Min Asrofim. Why? So he says, Pen Ya'asum Elokus, because we're afraid that people will treat these Malachim and worship them and serve them like God. Right? They'll think that the Malachim, and that opens up the whole discussion. Not for now. Can you say paragraphs like Malachi like Machnisei Rachamim, can you daven to Malachim? What about Baruchuni L'Shalom? There's a lot to talk about Malachim, maybe a different time. You know, we say on Friday night, say Baruchuni L'Shalom. You ask a Malach for a Brocha. Can you ask a Malach? Yaakov Avinu asked a Malach for a Brocha. A Malach goes, you call you, Baruch HaNarim. Right? So, okay, so that's a discussion for a different time. But that was a fear. The Torah didn't mention it. So what changed? Because every day, you know, it's like that's probably what the Sikhs are referring to. It's like the non the Christians have the saints, right? So they believe in God, but they have Saint Patrick's Day and Saint Valentine's Day and Saint Andrew's Day and Saint. Right, it became almost like a god, at least to some. So that was a concern over here, all right. But us, and then of course a problem, so on and so forth, because the people will say the name, and then all right. Anyway, what changed? So, okay, so we understand why the Torah didn't publicize the name Malachim. So what changed? So there's a pasuk in Nehemiah, which leads to a fascinating Gemara in Yuma, Samech Tes Amabez. Gemara in the pasuk in Nehemiah says, Perek Tes, pasuk Dalet, Layokom Amal Alavim Yeshua, Uvani, Bekamil, Shemanya, Be'esheri, all these people, and they cried out, Ma'izaku, Bekol, Godol, El Shem Elokeim. They called out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Yuma elaborates, Samech Tes Amabez, 64. Itzakol Hashem Elokim b'kol gadol. My Omer, what they say? Omer Rav Itam Rav Yochanan, baya. Okay, but not bye, but rather it's like screaming out. Rashi says it's lashon zaka. They were crying out. What were they crying out? Hainu hayda achvel amikdasha b'kol lehechel. They were calling out. Okay, Rashi says hayda achvel amikdash. They were calling out to what caused the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Again, this is Nehemiah. This is the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash period. So we're calling out concerning that which led to destroy the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash. What was that? Avodah Zarah. Look what Rashi says, 65. Second Rashi, Had the Achra Beis Hamikdash. Mevakshin Rachamim, Shimaser Biyadam Yetzer Hara Shal Avodah Zarah. They were crying, the people were saying, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us this authority or the power to get rid of the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. That's what they were screaming about. Okay? And again, that which destroyed the Beis Hamikdash and destroyed the Heichal and caused so many, second line of 64, Vakatlina Lekule Tzadnika, so many people perished. Vaglili Yisrael Aaron, the Jewish people were led away from their land. Vadai Merakir, and still we have Avodah Zarah. So Klum Yahavzi Ela Kavuli Be'igra Lo Yabinan. Okay, we want to destroy this Avodah Zarah. Nafal Pischa Pramerkia to have a custom of Emes. Some note fell down from heaven and it said, Emes, y'all agree. So Amar Khinashmamina Khosana Khorah. Emes fine, because Baruch Hu signed that's name Emes. He said, I agree. I'll get rid of the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Gemara says, Osu Bitanisa Tlosi Yom Tosa. Listen, say fast for 3 days and three nights. And Masruhu Nihalayim. And indeed the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah was given over and they got rid of it. They got hold of the Yetzirah. That's why we don't have such a big time for Avodah Zarah today. No, we'd be sick. I remember when I was a kid, right? How stupid do you have to be to worship a tree, to worship a stone, right? We as kids, when we learned about Avraham Avinu breaking up the idols in his father's shop, the father just make this idol, now this is God. It seems stupid to us, right? We don't have that taiva to worship the Avodah Zarah anymore. That's because the Gemara says it was given over. The Gemara has a whole story. Nafak asa kiguri denura b'meis kotshe karoshim. They got like a lion cub, fiery lion. The base of Kodesh HaKadoshim, Amalu Navali Yisrael, the Navali says, Hainu Yetzor Avodah Zarah. This is the Yetzor Avodah Zarah. You got it. Because it says, Shenema Vayomer Zos Harisha. And behind the Tafsu Yishtamet Binasim Mazayah, when they grabbed this cub, lion cub, the fiery lion cub, which represented the taiva for the Yetzor Avodah Zarah, and one of its hairs fell off its mane, the Rama Kala made a tremendous noise, was heard miles away. What should we do? Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will Abrahamim says, Amar Rabbi Shadua Beduda Davras, put it in a lead box somewhere, and lead doesn't transmit sound, and close it up with a lead top. Okay, and then it says, Zos Harisha, and they put it away, and that's how they got rid of the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Wild story, but that's the Gemara says they eliminated the Avodah Zarah for Yetzirah. It's Pasuk says in Zechariah, Perek Hey, Pasuk Neches, Omer Zos Harisha. Right, they got rid of it, putting it in a lead box with a lead thing on top of it. Okay, lead holds it back, like they can't x-ray through it. Okay, bottom line, they got rid of the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. So now we understand what changed. Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. We now understand what changed. The whole concern was not revealing the names of Malachim, even those Malachim who are more permanent to have names. Okay. Well, they were worried about it that they'd make them into Avodah Zarah. They'd make them into a god. But once the Chachamim got rid of, at the direction of the Navi, got rid of the Eitz Har for Avodah Zarah, then it wasn't that concern. So you don't have that concern anymore. Rabbi Tzadok has a sefer called Sichas Malachi Asharis.
Didn't we also lose Nevuah when we lost the Eitz Har?
Right, that's a different thing, but not for now. Yeah, good point. Zim was out. Well, yeah, okay, relate to that. But anyway, then the Gemara goes on, by the way, to say they want maybe we can get rid of the Eitz Har for Znus, for sexual impropriety. That caused other problems. But anyway, you can look it up, that Gemara in Samach Tes in Yuma. Anyway, Rabbi Tzadok wrote a sefer Sichas Malachi Asharis. So he refers to that Yerushalmi. That the quotes he was showing me, that the names of Halachim became revealed at the time of the Bayi Shem, they came back from Bavel. Okay, so he says, Mikan in the second line, Motzuk Tzas Mefakrim Mokom Lomar Kishmos Halachim Chudish Abiyadim Bavel Masha Kibul Mir Abavli Maparsim. Some people think, oh, the names of Halachim, they're Babylonian names, Persian names. They served them, and we got the names from them. That's a terrible thing. He says, it's absolutely not true. It's apikursus. Amnam, rather, he says, by the way, I'll make it clear. I was not previously familiar, but I heard of it. Sichas Malach HaShem with Tzadok, that's not because of my own bekias. Okay, I have to, full disclosure. I have a sefer here called Malachi Elyon. Malachi Elyon was written by Rabbi Reuven Margolius, lived in the early 1900s. He was a tremendous book. He knew everything. You know, when he was a librarian of a sifriya, a Svarim library in Tel Aviv. He had access to tremendous, new things by heart. So he wrote a lot of off the beaten path, Svarim, talking about off the beaten path. So one was called Malachi Elyon. It was a whole sefer, not that long, but a sefer on the different things about Malachim. Okay, so he has one little thing about the name, not all the stuff we mentioned, but some of it. And he also has a commentary on the Sefer Hasidim called Makor Chesed. Not in the database, as I couldn't print it, but in 62, I quoted Sefer Hasidim, Kuf Tzari Beis. So Makor Chesed there, quoted some of this Bekiah. So he's the one who sent me to the Sichas Malachi Asharis. Okay, not, I would not have known otherwise. Anyway, what he says, that which we say that the names came back from Babel, here's what it means. Not that they took those names from the Babylonians and the Persians and so on. No. It means everything that has a name has relates to something about it. We can call every Malach a name based on its job. Okay, based on what he's doing. Okay, which we again, he quotes the Medrash, he quotes with the Hupeli and so he mentioned that before. The Zel, the second last paragraph. Zel, Dibra Omer, Kishmos, Malach, Olam, Babel, She'ad, Shalom, Olam, Babel, V'hoi, Sash, Shina, B'toch, B'nei, Yisrael, B'goloi, Hoi, B'chol, Eis, HaMitzach, Shina, Seidim, Ishtan, Shmos, Malachim, K'ma, Shiz, Bar, La'el. Okay, when the Shechina resided in our midst, a different interpretation. When the Shechina resided in our midst, so you know, everything happened, you know, that we could see, and the Malachim changed and so on. In other words, there were open miracles and things that appeared to be nature worked, so to speak, in an open way. Okay, so we could name the Malachim ourselves. We'd see what the Malachim would do. The Shekhinah was evident. Could see what the Malachim would do. And that's where it had the names. And so then Shtanu, Shmos Malachim, and therefore the Malach's name would change each time. When they came back, including end of the rule, by the way, as Lee said before, when they came back from Bubba, that's when Nevuah ended as well, it's correct. Okay, Chagai Zechariah Malachi, who from the Anshei Kesach Gedolah, the beginning of the Bayi Sheni, they were the last three Nevi'im that we had. The end of Trei Asar, right? That's why the last pasuk in Trei Asar that we read on, the second last pasuk that we read on Shabbos Gedolah, Hina Anochi Shalech Lechem Es Eliyahu Navi, right? Basically, Malachi was signing off in the name of all the Malachim, and all the Nevi'im, I mean, there will be no more Nevi'im until Eliyahu comes back. He's been saying goodbye. No more Nevuah until Eliyahu comes back. That's the passage we read right before at the end of Shabbos HaGadol off Torah. Anyway, so it says here, Yishalom Baba is so promising. So therefore, Nistalkim Shekhinah Nevuah, as all the other Shabbos HaGadol, Shishchil Likol Lechol Malach Mishma Miyuchadlo, Shiyenu Shkiach Me'ata Shishtana Mishma Klal. He's saying, Malachim floated around, but now we don't have the Gilas Shekhinah, we have Malachim. They have only one job, period. They're not visible so much anymore. So then we can give them names because we can tell a name based on their act. They're not going to have a different act because because the malachim are not shchiach. We don't have malachim around all the time. That's the idea. Yeah, that's the Tzadok's point. Tzadok is saying the malachim are not in our midst that often. So the once in a while we see them, we can give them a name. Then the last paragraph there, he says, then he says the other reason, because we got rid of the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, and he wouldn't have a problem. So he puts those answers together and so on. Okay, now, so that's why we didn't know it, but we know it now. No, the malachim now, just to finish up, malachim, there's a certain kedusha that they have and a certain sanctity they had. So it's interesting, in the Shar HaMitzvot of Chaim Vital, the great Mekubal, was the primary disciple of the Arizal. Okay, and in his piece on Parsha Shmos 68, he writes, Gam Hayomori, referring to his Rebbe, Arizal, Gam Hayomori is Zechel, he would never say out loud any name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, Shel HaMalachim. He was nizar, apparently, not to say the names of Malachim. Afilu Osam HaKsuvim B'Sfarim. Even though it was in a written. But HaZocha Osam Em Tzadar. She wouldn't mention by name when he's giving a drasha. Em Tzadrush. Kesha HaZocha Matatum HaYomer Mem Tes. He would give us like a hint. Like, we'll say, JFK or whatever, or LBJ, whatever. Yeah, they have nicknames, right? He would say Memtes. Because Joseph Samuel, Samuel is like, a malach of bad things, Satan, Omer Samach Mem, Chayin Kayotza was there. Okay, but Tama Dober, Levishka Kodesh Baruch Hu Mosom, Vishlita Maslichusom Malach Yosef, since Kodesh Baruch Hu sends these malachim to do his work and to serve in his behalf. So you want to say the name so they'll do their job. But if they're saying it all the time, so they'll mix the malachim up and they'll think they have a job and they don't have a job. Okay, a little difficult to understand, but that's what he says. And then about six lines down, I'm saying now because we're learning, Adonai ve'Elohim, Hashem Elohim, you do say that. Malachim, why should it be worse? So he gave me an answer based on a pasuk on evil malach, and that medrash we say it in Haggadah. I don't know exactly what that means, but somehow he gave some Kabbalistic answer to it, and it could be metame, the name of the malachim. Anyway, he didn't want to use any of the names. So there's an interesting question I saw on a sefer, on the Yoni Bris Mila Zecher David. Okay, and it's quoted on this farm also. Can you use a name of a malach to name a kid? Can you name a kid Michael? Okay, I mean, not too many Matatrons running around, okay, or Samuels, you know, but you can name Michal, your name Michal. Some people apparently were Nizr not to, based on his Arizal, not to mention a name, but we have Michal, Rafael, Gabriel, Oriel. We do have those names. And I'll finish off with because again, Arizal had this Kepeda, but we assume that there were names that were, and these Malachim are here all the time and they have the names permanently. There's a Tshuva of Torah Lishma, that's from Yosef Chaim, the Ben Ish Chai of Baghdad. He signed it. Look at the end. Yechezkel Kachli. That's a pen name. Okay, Yechezkel Kachli is a pen name. But it's Rabbi Yosef Chaim of Baghdad. Anyway, Tshuva is Torah Lishma, Simon Tovchav Dalad. B'yon Eskar is Shemus Malachim. Shelem Atzonim is Sefer Echad Sgula. Okay, that you should say the name Oriel, seven times, whatever. Is it right to say it? The name Sasriel. So he says, Zeyadua Kol Malach, Shenikur Rishmo B'nei Adam. He says, any Malach that people use that name, then Mutal is Kirbifir. In a Malach Oriel, or Uriel, Yesh Bishmo, Shem Adam. And he quotes a Pasuk in Divrei Yomim, someone had that name, Uriel Asar, and Sasriel. So names that are commonly used, that's okay for Malachim. Bottom line, Rabbi Osai, okay, so that's the Halacha Maisa piece, that you're allowed to use the name of Malachim for names. That's why we have Michael's and Gavriel's and Raphael's and Uriel's. That's why I guess the least common of the three, I suppose. But in any event, that tells about the Malachim name. These are the permanent Malachim. Their names stayed, and those names we can use. The other Malachim, Peli, okay, we don't use such names. Their Malachim, their names are fruit of the jobs, and those names remain hidden. And perhaps even after the time of the Baishen, there's no more about Azor concern, but perhaps even after the time, those names are not known because we don't know what their job is. Hagam of Tzorok says that nowadays, they don't seem to have as many jobs because no Shechina. And nonetheless, we don't know the names. We have other Malachim's names. We do them. They mention other Malachim's names. Some people, but Kiyah Shofar say in between the Tekiyahs, say certain names of Malachim, and that's problematic for other reasons. But anyway, that's a little bit about angelic names, identifying Malachim. At least some of the Malachim we're familiar with, and we use those names in our common in our common list of names. I wish everybody a guten Shabbos.